Good morning and happy new year to you all. It's wonderful to be back, particularly given the fact that the markets have been able to strike quite a positive note in the first trading days of the new year, which of course is a welcome contrast to the way that the markets finished the year, which resulted in the local share market losing ground for the last 3 weeks of the year, which was an unpleasant experience, of course. But things have turned tail, particularly last Friday on Wall Street. There are a couple of important things to point out there. The bottom line is that we saw a pretty significant rally where short and long-term interest rates were concerned. And what this turned around were two important outcomes. The ISM measure of activity in the services sector showed the first contraction in around 2.5 years, and that the index fell precipitously. So it was down from 56.5 to 44.9. So a big move lower in a segment that measures the vast proportion of the US economy. The services sector makes up around 2/3 of the US economy. So that was a worrying outcome. And then indeed, when it came to the US jobs figures, which were stronger than expected, but the wages growth in annualized terms was well below expectations. So that measure fell from 5 to 4.6%. So that's where you got the rally in the bond market, the belief being that under these circumstances, it's going to be difficult for the Fed to make a fist of continuing to ratchet up rates aggressively. There would reasonably be a moderation under these sorts of circumstances. The job market still remains tight. There's no question about that. But the fact that it's not translating to wages growth was something that reassured interest rate markets at least. So you saw 223,000 jobs added to the US economy in December, which was well ahead of the 200,000 that the market had anticipated. So that was a more positive side of the news that was reflected in the broad economic picture at the end of last week. So that all translated to a pretty robust rally where stocks were concerned. You saw European markets move ahead quite convincingly. They were able to capture the early improvement on Wall Street. And then at the same time, US stocks were led higher by the NASDAQ. It was up by 2.6%. The S&P 500 up 2.3% on Friday, and the Dow Jones up by 2.1%. And the other outcome was you saw a pretty significant decline in the US dollar. Most other currencies were able to move ahead quite aggressively. And so that weakness in the US dollar was supportive as far as commodity prices were concerned. And then in addition to that, you have the reopening story in China, which has seemed to have turned a corner. And that's why resource stocks did as well as they did last week in a pretty light trade. And then the consumer-facing stocks locally as well also stood out. And within them, you saw the travel-related stocks do particularly well. So that China element of there playing out in the performance, with Flight Centre and Webjet up by around 4%, doing quite well. We had gold prices up 1.6%, iron ore prices up 1.4% at the end of last week. So as we kick off this week, the SPY is pointing to a gain of about 1% when we get underway later on this morning. The resource stocks are likely to be supported given what we've seen at the end of last week, although oil weakened at the end of last week, so that will likely be reflected in the energy sector to an extent as well. So looking ahead, it's a big week because we've got quite a bit of economic news to look at, but on Wednesday we've got local inflation numbers, and then in Thursday's US session we've got CPI figures out as well. So this improvement that we've seen in the early part of the new year, that will be limited by what we see as far as those inflation figures are concerned. So just to give you an extent of the weakness of the US dollar, the Aussie dollar pulling about a cent against the greenback at the end of last week. So as we kick off local trade today, we're trading close to around 68.8 US cents. Have a great day.